Elena Celeste is originally from Odessa, Ukraine. She's been here in Oregon for 25 years now and is trying to spread the message about how Russia's attack is impacting people, especially the children. I caught up with her at the Ukrainian festival.
My friends and I wrote a couple of books that we're collecting money for Voices of Children. We're also supporting Voices of Children that help children who have trauma from war. Yeah, it's psychological.
I was going to say, because even if the children are not directly impacted, it's their country.
Yeah, stress, lots of stress. Well, they work in Ukraine. They've been working since 2014 when the conflict started. So, yeah, so we have a book called Children of War, and it's actually authors from all over the world that put together stories of people who went through conflicts or war trauma in childhood and how they dealt with that.
Right.
And so
now is this something that people can buy and
On Amazon, yep.
And I would imagine, like I said, it's hard for you guys to be here when you know people are suffering in your home country.
I mean, yeah, we're trying to do what we can. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's really tough when you feel hope. Like at the beginning, we all felt hopeless because of all the news that were coming and everybody saying Ukraine's going to fall in the first week. So that was the most stressful. But now we're very hopeful and everybody's doing what they can to support the effort to free Ukraine and support the people who are affected by war. So we're kind of united around that.
And obviously, Ukraine's a lot tougher than Russia thought. Do you feel like that you guys can hold out long enough in this?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Okay. I don't think they're taking it. I mean, they're doing a lot of damage, but hopefully the world's going to keep uniting around Ukraine and helping out, because they will need a lot of support to repair and restore what's been destroyed.
And unfortunately, it's not the first time your country's been through this. I mean, you've risen from the ashes before.
Yeah. And I think Ukraine is very resilient. And they're going to shine even more after all of this.
Right.
Because I think it's uniting people around the culture. So exposing Ukrainian culture and showing people what Ukraine is all about.
And hopefully the world sees the bullies can't win.
Yes, exactly.